This is Vectis Radio. Good morning. It's Mecca and the team here until 1 o'clock today. We have special guests in the studio. We have Richard Tilsley. Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Did you come on the bus?
I did, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So I just thought, I'll open up with that question, because do you get asked that a lot?
I do, actually. I've just been asked it before I came in by a team outside,
really?
Actually. Yeah, I try wherever possible to travel by bus. I think what we usually say is that it isn't always possible to travel by bus. There are some journeys you can't make. Depends what time of day it is and where you're going. But wherever possible, I try to use either the bus or the train or any form of sustainable transport, really.
Do you, when you get on, do the people that are driving the bus and so on, are they like on their best behaviour? Do they think, oh, no, it's the boss. It's the big cheese. Behave. Keep speed down a bare minimum.
Well, you'd think so, but I think I'm quite an approachable kind of guy, and I don't really manage that way. So usually I get on and have a chat with the people, find out how they're going, what's been going on, and you know, they're my colleagues rather than my employees. So we try to treat them like that and make sure that everyone's comfortable. But yeah, I'd expect them to be driving a little bit better when I'm on board.
Good for you, though. One thing I've noticed over the last couple of years is that you've got more lady drivers, which I think is excellent.
Yeah. So I think it's we're always trying to push for to kind of lower have some younger bus drivers coming through. I mean, you can drive a bus. All you need is a car license for us to put you through your bus license. And we do say we want 6 months' experience generally of driving a car, just to make sure that you're ready for moving up to that big vehicle. So effectively, anyone who's 17 to 17 and a half could apply for a job with us. So we're trying to lower our average age and bring the younger workforce in, and as well trying to attract different types of people to bus driving, because it has generally been a male-dominated industry. So we're trying to attract more younger people and more females. I think the Isle of Wight, Sunderland Vectis in particular, has got one of the highest percentage of female drivers for the whole of Go Ahead Group, and I believe throughout bus companies across the country, which is really positive.
Brilliant. If people were trying, you know, thinking, I want to be a bus driver, what advice can you give them?
It's a job for most people. It's not as difficult as you think it is. We now employ people for good customer service. The actual bus driving we teach you, that is easy. What we want is people with good customer service, so we're looking for people from a retail background. We get a lot of people coming from all sorts of jobs who actually had never thought about being a bus driver before until they saw us and were applied, turn up and love it. So what I'd say is that if you like dealing with customers, you like driving, it's probably a good job for you.
Fabulous. There was a guy that we all knew years ago, and we never ever thought that he would be a bus driver, but I think he's been a bus driver now with you for quite a few years. Andrew Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We all thought he was crazy. But, you know, he's had, I'm guessing, well over 10 years.
Yeah.
And whenever I see him now, I think to myself, good grief, someone gave you a chance. And, you know, you took it, and there you are. You're a decent bus driver. You must be, otherwise I wouldn't keep you on.
I think we get a lot of people from many different backgrounds. It's very diverse. We've probably got every trade you want. You want a plumber, you want a bricky, you want a plasterer. We've got bus drivers who have done all that in the past and experience. And we get people coming to be bus drivers from all different types of backgrounds. And ultimately, as long as you can deal with people and there's a lot of face-to-face interaction, then it is probably a good job for you.
Okay. You're about to roll out is it the summer timetable?
Yeah, we change the timetables twice a year, once for the summer to increase our services and bring extra little bits in for the summer period, because obviously the island gets busy, as we all know. And then in September, October, we back down to our winter timetable, which generally doesn't change too much. Just the peak summer timetables come out, and the extra services and the open-top buses come out as well in October. I think this year we've extended the season for our open tops because they are increasingly popular. So Needlesbury has started a few weeks ago, and even on the wettiest, coldest, windiest, I think it was a Tuesday a couple of weeks ago, it was a horrific day. We still carried half a dozen or so people that day. So they braved the weather and went up the Needles. And days like today, we were just saying before we came in, days like today, the sun's shining, and I think it's going to be the same for this week, the rest of this week. We expect to be very popular.
Brilliant. You mentioned open-top buses. On a day like today, I don't think there's a better day, is there? Because there's not much of a wind out there. Absolutely wonderful. Go out and see some scenery, because you don't half see it from up top, I guess. How many open-top buses you got?
So we have seven on the Isle of Wight. Six are in use in the main peak summer season. There's only a couple out there now doing the Needles Breezer, and then in a few weeks' time, the Downs Breezer starts, and a bit later, the Shanklin Shuttle.
Okay, so that rolls out April 7th, you say?
Yeah, the summer timetable starts from April 7th, yeah.
Okay, so there are some changes there people need to be aware of. How do they find out? Check out the website?
Yeah, you go on the website, go into any of our travel shops, go through our Facebook, our Twitter, all the usual feeds. And in the main, for people who are travelling around, there's not much change whatsoever. We always make a few, every timetable, we make a few reliability improvements, add a bit of time, take a bit of time, move a bit of time, just to help get buses turning up a bit more punctually.
How tricky is that to sort of solve the, you know, all those issues of, right, we're going from this to that? Is you involved with a team of people? Is somebody standing by making a note of how many people are actually leaving town and so on?
So effectively, we meet as a group. And we have data, our ticket machines now are like a mobile phone, the data's sent to us, we can sit on a screen and watch tickets coming in and how many people are using it. Right. We can report to see how many people on every single bus at every single time. So we've got all the data in the world. It's then interpreted in that and making that into a timetable. And generally, we know the timetable that works, it's set, it's been the same way for many years, so we just need to adjust that around. We have a scheduler employed on the Isle of Wight, specifically just for Southern Vectis, whose job it is to turn the timetables into schedules and get the drivers for them and schedule the buses to be on those to cover all of those different routes. So
all this technology that we've got in place now is actually on your buses as well, because you do Wi-Fi and everything, don't you?
Yeah, so our new buses, some of them come with Wi-Fi, they all come with USB these days. We tried Wi-Fi in many different places, but actually USB has been more popular than Wi-Fi. People only need power now for whatever it is, your mobile phone, your tablet, whatever it is, you need some power. I charge my earphones up, and I have Bluetooth earphones, and I charge them the bus once a day. That's where I get my free power to charge those up, because it's always convenient. Wi-Fi with the coming of age of 4G, and actually most places, most of the Isle of Wight's got 4G now. Actually, Wi-Fi on buses has gone down a little bit in usage, but the importance on USB. So we fit that. We've also started to fit next stop announcement systems, which some people may have seen on our buses. We started that as a little trial. We fitted it as standard to our new buses, and we're about to roll out fitting it to the rest of our network of buses around the Isle of Wight. It's been really popular with people with audiovisual difficulties or disabilities, and also tourists who don't know where they're going. So it just adds a good level of extra knowledge in there and information for people.
Brilliant. Talking of knowledge, I mean, everything that you do is going to be based on the facts that you have, so you can make the right decision. So if anybody questions it, it's a case of, hey, look, we've done our research, this is the reason why, and so on. We've got two young ladies in the studio that want to ask a question. I think, first of all, we're going to come to Keris. So, well, what's your question, Keris?
How many bus stops are there on the Isle of Wight?
Well, I was asked this question a few weeks ago, and I got an answer, but I can't remember what it is now. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Correct.
Several thousand. We do know the number, because we had sent someone out to do a recce of all the stops, and we got them in a spreadsheet. And I do know it, but I can't remember what it was now. Several thousand. Quite a lot.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
That really is a lot. I suppose you have to maintain them all as well.
So the bus stop's kind of in two parts. The actual infrastructure's in the kerb, the pathway, the shelter and the bus stop pole are actually responsible to the local council who delegate that to Island Roads on the Isle of Wight. In terms of the timetable, the flag and any kind of like publicity up there, that is the Southern Vectis team that go out and do that. So in a couple of weeks' time for the timetable change, we'll have several teams going around the island on the Saturday before the new timetable starts on the Sunday, going around and changing the bus stops. Now, they don't all need to be changed, but there might be 1,000 different bus stops that need their information updating at the side of the road. So we usually have 3 or 4 teams that go out and do that.
Wow, you forget about all that, don't you? All that stuff that they're going to have to look up the timetable and so on. Have you got an app?
We've got a mobile ticketing app, which we launched about 6 months ago, where you can pre-buy your tickets. Anything from a day ticket upwards for adults can be bought on the app, and it's increasingly popular. What we've tried to do over the years is try and speed buses up, because what people want is to get from A to B as quickly as possible with least fuss. When people get on and pay a fare and the driver's got to give change, they've got to ask what they want, the ticket's got to be issued, that's all taken up. And if you imagine that times by 80 people on a double-decker bus, it adds quite a lot of time. So we're trying to take as much payment off the bus as possible. So the key card is extraordinarily popular. It's probably the biggest smart products on the Isle of Wight, if not the biggest. We sell an awful lot of those, which is our smart card system, where you can buy those online from our travel shops, and you get on the bus, beep them the ticket machine, and away you go. The mobile app's very similar. It brings you up a QR code, you scan on the ticket machine, and on you get. We've introduced contactless payments about a year ago now, just over a year ago. which have been very popular. We've taken about 35 to 40% of cash off the bus just from introducing contactless. That's increasingly popular. We are going to roll out in the next couple of months some more improvements to our mobile app that will give you real-time data, so the phone knows where you are, tells you your closest stop, and lists the next buses you'll be able to get from that stop in real time. And also it will show a map with your bus going along it, so you know where it is and you can be more confident that it is on its way.
Brilliant.
There's also a journey planning feature for that as well. So
there's so many different things. Obviously, you know, I used to get on a bus, you used to have the conductor, and they'd have that, one of the things that would wind around, a little bit of paper would come out at the end. It's moved on since then, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible, really, the ticket machines these days. Certainly ones we fitted October, year before last, are extremely modern. I say they're more like an iPad than a ticket machine these days.
Okay, we've got another question from Emma, I believe, this time around.
Do you know roughly how many people are employed just on the island, based of Southern Vectors?
We've got around 300 employees of Southern Vectors who are island-based, which is probably 220 bus drivers, and then there's obviously office, admin, support and managerial colleagues. Then engineering is a fact that a lot of people always forget. We've got to maintain these vehicles, we've got regulations we've got to stick to, our buses are serviced once every 28 days, so where do you get your car serviced once a year? Ours are serviced every 28 days, so we've got a full maintenance team in place of engineers. We also have body fitters who repair damaged panels when we accidentally knock into things, and people who reupholster seats, electricians, because you imagine how much electric's in one of your car these days. Imagine a bus, there's thousands of miles of electric cables. We have tyre fitters who come in each morning and change the tyres. You don't think about that. So if you, how often you've got to change your car tyres, bus tyres have to be changed quite regularly. People who fuel the buses, they've all got to be fueled, cleaned, mopped, put to the bus wash each night. It's all the people who do that. It's probably about 300 people in total just for the Isle of Wight.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you take on more during the summer months?
So we start to build up our recruitment just before Christmas, November, December time, and recruit up until the early summer months. We need about a dozen more bus drivers for the summer season as we do the rest of the year. So we kind of build up for that, and then there's plenty of training and other bits and bobs we can get on with after that.
Okay. You were talking about the off-air. Were you talking about next stop announcements? And you wanted to talk about that. I'm guessing, I'm just picturing people ringing a bell and that's it, but that must have moved on too, mustn't it?
Yeah, you still ring a bell when you get off. That is still there. But the next stop announcement system is increasingly popular. We've had some very good feedback about it. It helps people with audiovisual disabilities or just tourists who want to know where to get off. We add in your next stop is Wootton Station, please change here for Isle of Wight Steam Railway, for example. So we add little points of interest in there. And it just helps people get around. Whatever the reason is, how it helps people know where they're going and where to get off.
Is that in place now, or is it coming?
So we've got about 34 buses fitted with it already, our new ones plus our some retrofitted ones which we put in place as a trial. And over the next 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to be fitting the rest of our network vehicles, the green buses effectively, with that kit.
Fantastic. If you want to know more about Southern Vectors, or if we want to know more about employment, just say, for instance, you need 12 more drivers and there's someone out there thinking, oh, am I doing that? How do they get hold of you?
So, website's the easiest way. It's islandbuses.info. We've got a Facebook page, which I think it's just at Southern Vectors. Twitter is at Southern Vectors, I believe, as well. Or just Google Southern Vectors or Island Buses and it'll bring you to us.
Brilliant. Hey, look, thanks for coming in. I know you're a busy man, and I know you're going to go out there and get a grilling from the college students as well, so good luck with that. But thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thanks for speaking to me.